More from Margaret in a moment, but she took a call there during the 10 o'clock news break from someone who told us that at the NCT Centre in Sligo this morning, three senior citizens were forced to wait outside in that storm. And they say, Sligo County Council earn a lot of money from the NCT. The least they could do is provide a shelter. I don't think it's the responsibility of the County Council, in fairness, but it's something we have been discussing on our show in the past couple of weeks, the continuing failure of the operators of the NCT test to provide an outdoor shelter at its Sligo centre. But we were reminded when we mentioned it yesterday in the show by a listener that a similar situation exists at the driving test centre, the RSA driving test centre in Sligo. And driving instructor Andrew Murray is on the line. And I remember, Andrew, you raising this, if not last year, the year before. You're actually at the centre at the moment, isn't that right?
Yes, good morning, Niall. Yeah, we first raised this issue back in November last year.
Yeah.
Where we put a video together, and the video was raised in the Dáil with the minister, with the RSA, and like the general public, we're locked out of the test centre. Same happens in the NCT. So we're the only workers now that are actually locked out. Everything else is opened up. The general public, you know, they have to do the same. It's disrespectful towards ourselves as workers. We're frontline workers, the same as a driving tester is, you know. So we believe at this stage that they're in breach of Section 12 of the Health, Safety and Welfare at Work Act of 2005, which requires that those engaged in work at a workplace are not exposed to risk to their health or welfare. So, you know, it's been raised by the Minister. Minister Ryan, I don't know whether he understands the brief of how driving testing works and how driving instruction works. He stated in the Dáil that a driving instructor shouldn't need to attend the driving test centre while their car is being used for a driving test. So, like, he's totally way off the mark, you know?
Yeah. So, we know how unbelievably dangerous it is out this morning. So, you're at the driving test centre at the moment, Andrew, awaiting someone to return from their test, and you're exposed to the elements, as are a lot of people. Is that the situation?
The situation, yeah. I'm here now. We've got a golfing umbrella. I'm kind of sheltered behind a bush. My jeans are wet. I can't protect my jeans. The wind is blowing. Gusts of wind are coming down, and they're fairly strong. So, like, the general public appear here. They don't get any warning of this. The RSA aren't telling the public that when they present for tests that they need to look, bring a jacket, an umbrella, and whatever clothing that they need to keep themselves safe, keep themselves warm. But at this stage, like, it's gone on too long. This, yeah. We're coming into 2 years now next March. It's been raised at the Dáil. It's been raised by several TDs. The minister is well aware of it. The RSA seem to just not listen, just not care.
Yeah, and the point you made about, I mean, you're not an employee of the RSA. That's not how it works. So do they have a responsibility to look after you, if you see what I'm saying?
We are self-employed sole traders.
Yeah.
But they have a duty of care to anyone that would come into the premises on work-related issues. So we're taking people in for driving tests. So there is a duty of care there that we would feel isn't being addressed at the minute.
You know, it's only on mornings like this that the situation is magnified, as we say, and no more than the three senior citizens waiting outside of the NCT Centre in Sligo this morning. You would think there would be some sort of a compromise here, would
it's
you not?
It's totally unacceptable. We're almost 2 years into this now. So it's unacceptable. You know, the people are treated like this. Like, we, the instructors, we are prepared for this. We know what's happening. But the general public don't know that they have to stand outside. We can't go in to wash our hands. We have to clean down the car now when they come back. We've no way of sanitising then after that. So, It's just unbelievable, you know. It's gone on too long.